Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of more, they also have Pro Edge Sharpening that is located right inside Professional Floor Covering. They offer a full service blade sharpening shop and sharpens blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawn mower blades in now. They also do saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost everything else with an edge. Call 920-887-8341 or go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. It's great to be back on Community Comments, and our guest is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. If you have a question or a comment for the sheriff, this is a great opportunity for you. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595, or you can call the studio line at 885-4446. And Dale, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here once again.
We were just commiserating about the baseball playoffs. It would be a lot more fun if the Brewers were still in it. But
43 years I've been waiting to go to a World Series game. The last time they were there, I was 3 years old, and I didn't go then either. But I was hopeful this year. I was even starting to look at pricing and told my wife we're going to spend a little money on them. I'm going to a World Series game if they get there. But those Dodgers, once again.
Next year.
I hope so.
Hope so.
Hope so.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about something that's becoming a problem around Dodge County and around the whole country, I imagine. And that is Bitcoin scams.
Yeah, they're... A lot of people don't know what Bitcoin really is, and to be honest,
I don't know what Bitcoin really is.
I mean, it's an electronic currency that is very difficult to track, not impossible to track, but very difficult to track. That a lot of people are using. Bitcoin is gaining a lot of popularity, especially among the younger crowd. There's ATMs out there that I want to talk about here in a little bit, but Bitcoin really is growing, and not that Bitcoin is bad. I don't want anybody to think that Bitcoin in and of itself is bad. It's like anything else. People are out there doing their best to scam the community to take some of that away from them. Bitcoin can be very profitable. Bitcoin can be very good investment strategy for you, but you need to be smart when you're using it, just like you're using any other type of currency that's out there or something of value. So we have seen over the last year or so, especially, just an absolute explosion of illegal activity surrounding Bitcoin. Bitcoin, because it's very difficult to track, is certainly a currency of choice when you're looking at larger drug sales. And even some smaller drug sales, it's an opportunity out there that, for example, you have what's called a Bitcoin wallet. A lot of times it's done right on the computer, or you might have a USB key that is your wallet that you need to keep close to you. Drug dealers can transfer money from one person to another electronically. No cash ever changes hands. Then it goes out into cyberspace. And there is some ability for us to minimally track if we have wallet numbers, where it's coming from, where it's going, minimally. But once it's out there, it's very difficult to track it, but then also seize that money. So it does become problematic for us in that fashion. But what I really want to talk about today is these ATMs that are out there specifically for Bitcoin. And we do have a couple of them in the county. But I will tell you that these Bitcoin ATM machines typically have very little, if any, legitimate purpose whatsoever. Very few people who are doing Bitcoin sale and trading use Bitcoin ATMs. Most of the time, what we are seeing is these ATMs are being used solely for the purpose of scamming individuals. And a lot of times, they'll start with these cell phone scams. In fact, just as we were coming on the air, I got a scam call. Canceled it and didn't take it, obviously. But they're happening all the time where I've heard of scams where individuals are scamming somebody to get into their TV system, and they'll like talk to them through their cable TV system. They'll talk to them on the phone. They'll develop relationships over long periods of time, hours. Sometimes they'll spend on the phone with individuals, and a lot of times it's those more trusting folks, individuals who maybe aren't familiar with technology. They'll spend a lot of time on the phone or on their computer trying to get access to their systems, and they'll say some things like, "You're being locked out of your system. You can't get into your cable TV. You can't get into your computer, and the only way for you to do that is to take money and go to these Bitcoin ATMs and put money into that Bitcoin ATM and transfer that." Sometimes, a lot of times, that is happening. And it's thousands of dollars. And so once that money is gone, again, it's very difficult for us to track. It's very difficult for us to bring it back. It's more difficult than going to a bank and trying to stop payment on something. So it becomes very problematic for us. And so we want the community to know, if anybody ever asks you to go to a Bitcoin machine and put money into it to get access to your systems or anything, just hang up the phone. Absolutely, it is not legitimate, 100% not legitimate. So right now, we and with the Badger State Sheriff's Association, the Chiefs of Police Association, and others are trying to lobby in Madison to get these machines limited so that there is a maximum amount of a deposit that you can make at any given time. Just like with normal ATM. A lot of ATMs, there's a limit. You can only take out $400, $500, sometimes $1,000, depending on the bank. And there's limits that you can do each and every day. We want to do that same thing with these companies, with these Bitcoin ATMs. The problem is the owners of the ATMs have big lobbying against that. And the reason is every time you make a deposit into a Bitcoin ATM, they take a percentage. So if I deposit $1,000, I get a percentage of that. If I deposit $10,000, I get a percentage of that. And the higher the deposit amount, the more money I get. So they're taking a lot of this money and lobbying in Madison to try and restrict or try and prevent our local government from making these things so that they're less susceptible to scams.
Have you been in contact with the businesses that have these Bitcoin ATMs on site? I mean, if they're being used for so many bad purposes, I would think that if I were a business with one of these on my property, that I would want to know that, and I would want to keep a close eye on that.
They're saying that the way they're getting around that is they're putting notices on these disclaimers on these machines when you have conversations with these businesses, and they say, well, there's a disclaimer there, and you should read the disclaimer. And if you're not reading the disclaimer, then it's really not on us. We're getting paid to put these in our buildings, and people need to understand the risks of them. But I'm sure you, like me, go through every single one of those disclaimers with a fine tooth comb. Nobody reads those, to be quite honest. They click past them, and unfortunately, when you are being scammed, you are being pressured, somebody on the phone with you is pushing you to spend this money, and they have some kind of a hold over you, and a disclaimer isn't going to stop that. So bottom line is education. We need everybody to know. I need you to tell your parents, your grandparents, children, everybody. If anybody ever asks you to put money into a Bitcoin ATM, do not do it. Unless you know that person personally, and there's a legitimate reason, don't ever do it with somebody who's calling you on the phone, somebody you don't know personally. I think I watched a news story on ABC, which I posted on my Sheriff Dale Schmidt Facebook page for people to watch. ABC News had something on it, and I want to say it was something, I forget the exact percentage, but it was very low, like 16-17% of transactions on these machines are actually legitimate. So it's a large amount of money that's being scammed each and every day. And you think about it from a scammer's perspective, if I get one good scam of $1,000 or $2,000 that day, it was a good payday for me.
Yeah, for sure. They cast a wide net, and it doesn't take many people to bite in order to make it worthwhile for them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We need to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Join ESPN Beaver Dam's Corey Sparks, Wally Lukaczynski, and Wade Bates in a Cover 5 pool. It's simple. Each week, pick five games against the spread. Then whoever finishes with the most points is a weekly winner. Points will be amassed based on that team's performance against the spread. Compete all season long for your chance at weekly prizes and bragging rights. The contest runs during the NFL regular season only from September 2nd to January 4th. The grand prize is a trip to none other than the amazing Chula Vista Resort and Water Park for four, plus four rounds of 18 holes and two GPS-enabled golf carts at Coldwater Canyon Golf Course, as well as dining passes. Weekly prize winners can claim an ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
Must be 18 years or older to enter. One delay valid. U.S. driver's license.
Simply download the Cover 5 app and join the ESPN Beaver Dam League by entering code BD2025. Earn your chance to claim those prizes. Join Cover 5 today.
Do you enjoy working outside? United Cooperative is now hiring seasonal employees for their fall harvest season. They're seeking seasonal grain elevator operators and scale room operators. An agricultural background is preferred, competitive pay, flexible schedule, and the potential for overtime is available. For more information, call their HR department at 920-887-1756 or text GRAIN to 1-800-924-2991.
Looking for good vibes, great food, and drinks that hit the spot? Try Landing on the Landing Pub and Grill on beautiful Beaver Dam Lake. From Taco Tuesdays to Whiskey Wednesdays and classic Fish Fry Fridays, there's something delicious all week long. This fall, the Landing is your ultimate game day hangout. Cheer on your favorite hometown teams, and don't miss their Halloween bash on November 1st with drink specials, a costume contest, and live music to keep the party going. Follow the Landing on Facebook to stay in the loop, then cruise over to County Road G and make your next stop the Landing.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment. Here is Terry Bell.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Ashley. We are talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt about a number of things that... let me get the video back here. My goodness gracious. That's better. Okay. We're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt about all kinds of things that we need to be aware of in order to go about our day safely and successfully in Dodge County. If you have a question or a comment, you can join the program by calling or texting 920-887-9595. And you can call the studio line at 885-4446. One thing that you've been devoting a lot of energy to lately is your crash reduction efforts. Mm-hmm. And there's more to that, I think, than people realize.
Yeah. You know, I go out and about, and every once in a while I hear somebody say, what is going out on the highways? Why are we having so many crashes lately?
Anecdotally, it does seem that way.
It does. And yeah. And you'll hear, I mean, you hear it in the media. I mean, you guys are reporting on some of these bigger crashes, and why did we have 3-4 fatals? But what people don't realize is how many crashes we really have each and every day. And we really do have a number of crashes around the county that you never really hear about. They will have injury crashes, property damage only crashes. And some of those are inches or 5-10 miles an hour away from being a serious crash, where you're going to hear about them. But people don't realize how often we really have deputies responding to crashes. It happens every single day we're responding to crashes. And so it isn't that we have an influx of new crashes that are happening. It's just the severity at that given time of the year, or maybe we have two or three serious ones within a week period, and everybody hears about them. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about that, make sure everybody has an understanding that we always need to be driving defensively out there, paying attention to what's going on so that we can avoid those crashes. And if we can't avoid them, do what we can to reduce the risk of serious injury, death, property damage. And we can do that once again by simply just slowing down and paying attention to what's going on around us. Those are the two biggest things, along with impaired driving, that are factors to crashes in Dodge County and really across the country. Number one is paying attention to what's going on as you're driving down the road. Make sure you're looking out your windshield, out your side windows. How many times do you drive down the road and you wave at somebody and they don't even see you? Because they're focused. They got the tunnel vision right in front of them because that's where the most serious threat to them is. But they aren't scanning side to side, paying attention to risks that are coming out of the ditch this time of year. The deer, like we talked about last month. Looking for pedestrians that might be crossing the road, motorcycles that might be coming down at a high rate of speed at an intersection. You need to be scanning side to side, driving defensively, paying attention to what's going on. Not necessarily looking at your GPS or definitely not looking at your phone and texting and those types of things. Between not paying attention, I mean, a lot of times that'll lead to blowing stop signs. I see people that have driven right through a stop sign. We've all seen that, not even paying attention. And when I stop them, what they say to me is, I never saw it. And what that tells me is they weren't paying attention. The other thing is speed. It's been a while since I've heard this, so I'd love for somebody to come up and tell me this to reinforce that they're actually listening to what we have to say. I've had people in the past come to me and say, Sheriff, I slowed down. I was going that 65 miles an hour and a 55. I've slowed down to that 55, 60. I appreciate what you've said in hopes that I can avoid that crash, or if I'm involved with one that I'm not going to be involved in that crash, or it's not going to be as serious. Slowing down that 5, 10 miles an hour is a huge difference, can be the difference between a near miss and a serious crash, can be the difference in a fatal crash or just a property damage only crash. And people say, well, I drive fast, but I'm a safe driver. What if somebody else pulls out in front of you? You don't have that reaction time. Remember, you have to, before you hit the brake, your brain has to process. Oh boy, there's something going to be in my way. Now I need that electric transmission to go to my foot to slam on the brake. And you got a split second, about a half a second before you're actually doing that. And now, when you were going 60 miles an hour, or when you could have been doing 55 or 60 miles an hour, you're doing 70. That additional 10 miles an hour is going to put you down the road a lot farther and cause you to be more likely to hit that vehicle or obstruction, whatever it is, coming across the road. So we need you to slow down, drive safely, put those phones down. Of course, don't be drinking and driving, just drive safely. Help us out. Help us to make more of those weeks where you never hear about the crashes, and less of those weeks where you hear about them.
We have a caller on the line. If you'd like to take a caller. Caller, you are on Community Comment with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Welcome to Community Comments.
Thank you. How are you doing, Terry?
Excellent, thanks.
It was good to meet you a couple months ago, Dale.
Yeah, it was great to see you out at the fair.
My question is, I just want to make sure, it is illegal to pass to more than one car except on a divided highway, correct?
That is incorrect. You are able to pass more than one vehicle in a passing zone if it is safe to do so. There is nothing that says you can only pass one vehicle at a time. We don't advise it, but the law does not forbid it.
I think that answered the caller's question.
Yeah, hopefully. Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, you bet. If you have a question or comment for the sheriff, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595, or you can call us on the studio line at 885-4446. And when Tyler was mentioning all of this and you were talking about speeds and reaction time, it got me to thinking about all the construction on 151 in the Beaver Dam area. And is that contributing to any problems, or have people been navigating that stretch pretty safely?
We've had a few crashes in the construction area. Certainly those things happen, but nothing that's been serious. Our hope here with the construction being near completion. We've got the two R-cut interchanges, one at C and one at DE, which hopefully are going to alleviate some of the cross traffic crashes. And then they're putting in that median, they're replacing the median barriers around Beaver Dam, and so we haven't seen a whole lot of crashes there, but I've certainly seen people out there slamming on the brakes and not necessarily paying attention to what's going on in front of them. That's another area you got to be real, real careful. And again, so that's scanning in front of you. Don't just have that tunnel vision that's just going right in front of you that only sees the small square area right in front of your car. You got to be looking out in front of you down the road, looking at the cars coming by, looking at pedestrians, other vehicles coming up at intersections. We need everyone's assistance if we're going to continue to make these crashes less serious. So again, slow down, stop at those stop signs, pay attention to what's going on, and please don't drink and drive. Don't use impairing substances. I had a crash just within the last month that I went out and assisted with. It was a hit and run. The lady that got hit, we ended up locating the vehicle. It wasn't intentional, but we located the vehicle up by Fox Lake. I had this one out by A and 33. And as I was speaking with her, she wasn't impaired, but she was on prescription medications that are impairing. Antidepressants and mood stabilizer type drugs are impairing substances. She wasn't impaired, but we had a conversation. Her doctor never shared with her that those types of drugs can be impairing when you get behind the wheel of a car. And we did some field sobriety tests. I determined that she wasn't impaired, but she had a good education that she shouldn't be taking those and then getting behind the wheel of a car. A lot of people out there don't understand that. So not only do you have the alcohol and the illicit drugs, but you also have individuals that are taking prescription drugs that potentially also could be impairing. So I talked about antidepressants, mood stabilizers, but painkillers. Those are other drugs, the prescription drugs, that oftentimes can lead to impairment. And so if people have that understanding and they can kind of curtail when they're taking their medication based on or depending on when they're going to drive and not take them in advance, that too can help us reduce the amount of crashes out there. Not only can it reduce the amount of crashes, but it can reduce the amount of OWIs that we have to make or arrests that we have to make. So impaired driving and alcohol use always contribute to dangerous driving and put people's lives at risk. And one more thing that we ask the public to do is just be very, very careful when you're using any of those substances, whether illegal or not. I'm not naive. I know some people are going to use regardless. Don't get behind the wheel of a car. It is not connected that you might be addicted to a drug and then you get behind the wheel of a car. That's a separate decision you make. And so we're asking people, don't get behind the wheel of a car when your ability to drive is impaired. When in doubt or when you're not sure if you're impaired, just don't get behind the wheel of a car. Because you can say, oh, I can drive just fine after a couple of beers or taking a hit. I'm here to say that your inhibitions have been impaired by taking any of those substances. So please avoid getting behind the wheel of that car. Then take heed the advice of the other things that we talked about already. And hopefully we have less of those reports right here on Daily Dodge that there's a serious crash somewhere. Hopefully we can save some lives.
We're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We need to take a break here. Then be right back. You are listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
New Pella windows from Hometown Glass and Improvement do more than just boost your home's curb appeal. They boost energy efficiency and save you money. Say goodbye to drafts and hello to lower energy bills. With Pella windows, your home stays comfortable year-round. Hometown Glass and Improvement will help you through the selection process and make installation easy. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Visit Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The National Hurricane Center warning that catastrophic winds from Hurricane Melissa are moving onshore in Jamaica and that the time to take cover is now. ABC meteorologist Kenton Jawicki.
This is one of the strongest storms we've ever seen in the Atlantic. Again, the strongest of the year over the Earth, but still just in general in all of our history of satellite data, the strongest in the Atlantic really means something. And Jamaica is really going to be devastated today, unfortunately, by this, especially that western half of the island.
The storm could bring life-threatening winds of up to 185 miles an hour, up to 40 inches of rain, and a 13-foot storm surge. The Pentagon announcing today that the U.S. military carried out three more strikes on suspected drug boats in the eastern Pacific today, bringing the number to 13. 14 people were killed. There was one survivor. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says body parts returned by Hamas overnight were the partial remains of a previous hostage. He calls it a violation. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Abortions are being performed in Wisconsin again. Planned Parenthood paused abortions for about a month after a new law cut off Medicaid funding for agencies performing abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has dropped out of a federal program targeted by that piece of legislation. Area schools now know what they're getting in state aid. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released its school aid amounts for the current school year. The Beaver Dam School District is getting $24.3 million. That's $837,000 less than last year. About 26% of Wisconsin school districts will get more aid, while 71% will get less. We have more details at DailyDodge.com. Wisconsin state health officials say there's no better time to get your flu and COVID-19 shots. The Department of Health Services says getting your flu shot now will help keep you immune against new strains that sometimes crop up in the spring. RSV vaccines are also recommended for most older adults and people who are pregnant. It's also that time of year to watch out for deer while you're driving. There were more than 17,000 car deer crashes in Wisconsin last year. 9 people died and hundreds were hurt. Anyone in Waupun who could use some help can get it from the annual Waupun Holiday Help Program. You can apply yourself or on behalf of someone you know. All applications are anonymous. There are applications at Waupun City Hall, the Waupun Food Pantry, the National Exchange Bank, and the Waupun Area School District Office. There's more at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
High of 56 today under overcast skies, winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, 40. High temperatures reach up to 55. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 54. 52 Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Busy days and rising prices got you down? Shop smarter at the Market at Beaver Dam, where fresh meals, friendly faces, and real savings make all the difference. Swing by Granny's Bakery and Deli for homemade grab-and-go meals the whole family will love. Then head to Grandpa's Sausage Kitchen for bold, hearty flavors that bring everyone to the table. Don't forget to swing through the liquor department, perfect for pairing with dinner or unwinding after a long day. For even more value, use your My Market app for extra savings when you shop the Market at Beaver Dam.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. DynaGlow vent-free infrared wall heaters are perfect for supplying indoor supplemental heating. They work with either liquid propane or natural gas and require no electricity to operate, making them perfect for garages, basements, and power outages. View our entire selection of DynaGlow heaters on Menards.com. Plus, you can check our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome back to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishing. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We're joined by Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, and we have a caller who's been patiently waiting on the line. We won't keep them waiting any longer. Good morning, and welcome to Community Comment.
Good morning, Sheriff Schmidt. Thank you for your service. I've tuned in late, so my question is, when is Madison Street going to get done?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Everybody would love to know.
For the city of Beaver Dam, I don't have the answer to question. That's a Beaver Dam issue. Okay. The county doesn't really manage that one. I'm hoping soon as well.
Yeah, I got to come in. I do a school crossing guard, and I've got to come in four times a day, and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired of 151. But anyway, on the positive side, the people are pretty respectful there. One day I had to wait 25 cars to merge on, though. But it's on a one lane, you know. So, right. But I'm amazed that there hasn't been any accidents out there, has there?
You're talking about on Madison Street, or are you talking about 151?
151.
We've had a few crashes, but
have you? I haven't seen anything.
Nothing major. Nothing major that I'm aware of.
Okay, I just called the city of Beaver Dam. I guess I'm just tired. I'm just over it.
But yeah, Matt, call down to the city hall, and somebody down there should be able to help you as far as what the timeline is for that to be done. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm over here by DE, too. I got caught up in that mess, too.
Sure.
So, but again, thank you for your service, and thank you for the upcoming Christmas lights. I'm excited.
My pleasure. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. If you have a question for Sheriff Dale Schmidt, you can join the program by calling or texting 920-887-9595 or calling 885-4446. Last I knew, that project was supposed to be completed in early November, which is coming up, but there are variables, unexpected surprises may have come up that may be pushing that later than the target date. But last I knew, they were aiming to have that completely reopened and brand new in early November. So fingers crossed that that stays on schedule.
Yeah, I hope so. It'd be nice to have that open again. Major thoroughfare through the city, and certainly it causes a little bit of heartburn, but South Spring Street is your detour. Please use South Spring Street until then.
Very good. Speaking of this time of year, this is when the county budget gets into the home stretch, and there are some important nights coming up for not only all of us in Dodge County, but the Sheriff's Department in particular.
Yeah, we've got a budget meeting tonight at the county board. Certainly everybody is welcome to either watch online or show up at the meeting. County board supervisors have opportunity to ask questions after a presentation by our administrator. Then Thursday night we have our budget, the public hearing, which I honestly would love to see people show up to that public hearing and make some public comments. Would love to hear some support for public safety and law enforcement, and generally our county board does very much support what we have to do. It seems like there's one side that kind of shows up and might be orchestrated, and it'd be helpful to have some other people from the public come in and give some feedback, pro or con. I don't care which way it goes, but it's a meeting that's open for the public at the county for public comment for the county board supervisors to hear what our public has to say. And I would love to have some people in support of law enforcement and everything that we do and funding our operations on a day-to-day. That would be a great thing to see. And then we have our county board meeting on the 12th of November for the final approval of that budget. And so I thought we'd take a little bit of time today and talk a little bit about what goes into the sheriff's office budget. I'm here to tell you that there is not a whole lot of extra stuff in our budget, really I want to give everybody a little bit of a breakdown on what does our budget encompass, and I don't have exact percentages for this year. This is generally what it is. About 80 to 85% of the sheriff's office budget is personnel, wages, and benefits. We are not a heavy resource type of entity in that of other big things that we buy. The vast majority of our expenses are wages and benefits. So that's your deputies out in the squad cars. That's your 911 dispatchers taking 911 calls. That's your detectives that are investigating anything from homicide to burglary, theft. That's our court security. That's our jail staff that are keeping all the inmates in the jail safe and housed and where they are supposed to be, that's our transport team and our water rescue individuals, our recreation team with the boats and the snowmobiles and the ATVs, making sure those people are safe. That's all of those people. Then we have about 10% of our budget is contracts and services. So our records management system, which is the hub of all records management system for all agencies within the entire county, fire, law enforcement, EMS, all of our body cameras and our squad cameras, which the public expects that we have, our guns, our bullets, those things. I'm getting mixed up. Contracts and services, about that 10%. Any other computer-related system that we need to have is all wrapped into that. Things that we have to operate the jail. And then about 5 to 7, 10% is about the rest of it. Our squad cars, our guns, our bullets, our body cameras, our in-car cameras. All of those things that we need to do our operations every day. That's the smallest portion of our budget. And so there isn't a whole lot of room to cut. Every year we're challenged with trying to make cuts. And every year our budget goes up. Not because of squad cars, guns, bullets. It does a little bit, but not all that much. The vast majority of the reason our budget goes up is because of wages and benefits. There's a cost of living increase every year. There is a healthcare cost that goes up every year. And those are the biggest increases that we have to somehow combat. And every year we make those other buckets a little bit smaller to try and compensate for the wages and benefits to make sure we keep our people. And so that is a real frustration when we're putting the budget together. But at the end of the day, you have a very professional law enforcement organization that is working very hard to keep everybody safe, who everybody expects to be there when things go wrong. And even the police departments within the county have that expectation that the sheriff is going to be there to assist when something gets big and they need assistance, whether that be just more personnel because there's some major incident going on. The tornadoes, when we had the tornadoes come through, our staff needed to be there to keep areas secure. When we have a critical incident, we need a SWAT team. Our SWAT team is the one that goes out and manages all of those incidents. And if we cut our budget and we don't get funded at the level we're at, we're not going to be able to provide those expected and really mandated services that the sheriff is required to perform. We do not. Chad Enright, our chief deputy, and I work very hard to try and minimize the costs of all of the other things because I can't control wages and benefits. I have no control over any of that. But we do our best to try and manage those other costs and minimize them as much as we can. I had a conversation this morning with the finance director about one piece of equipment that we need next year that I'm really holding this company's feet to the fire and trying to get them to bring their costs down before we enter into any kind of agreement for services. So it's a challenge. But we work very hard to be very, very frugal with the money that we are provided with. But at the same time, there's an expectation that when we have a homicide, like we didn't have that this year, thankfully, and hopefully it stays that way. But last year, we had a very extensive homicide that it took a lot of man hours, a lot of searching so that we can find closure. So it's difficult. We understand that there's big dollars there. But one other point I'd like to make, when you look at the budget book, it shows that we, as at the sheriff's office, have the largest expenditure in the county tax levy. That is true. However, we do not have the largest expenditure in the county. There are a number of other departments, Highway, Human Services, Clearview, that spend far more than we do. It's just that they have grant dollars and such that come back in, or other funding sources that come in and offset that. We're in the Sheriff's Office. We don't have that additional outside funding that can come pay for that. So just wanted to provide a little bit of explanation on our budget. Certainly would love to see people come on out and talk favorably, unfavorably too, if you'd like. But I would prefer favorably on Thursday night at the county board meeting. Our county board, the vast majority of our county board, is very, very supportive of law enforcement. And I think it would just be helpful for the county board supervisors to hear it from the public of how supportive they are of the sheriff's office. I see it every day in the community. Would love to see it at a county meeting.
We are listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We need to take another quick break here, but we'll be right back.
You can do more than just admire the Daily Dodge TV studio online. You can sponsor it too. If you want to bring more attention to your business, contact us by leaving a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at dailydodge.com.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you easily upgrade your kitchen and save while doing it. In addition to making sure you have the right flooring, we can help you with your countertops. We have an amazing selection of countertops to choose from, including quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface. We'll get you set up with a free measure, free quote, and even a free sink. You'll find all flooring on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale. Luxury vinyl plank, vinyl, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet at Professional Floor Covering is on sale and comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop from 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. It's the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
Looking for good vibes, great food, and drinks that hit the spot? Try Landing on the Landing Pub and Grill on beautiful Beaver Dam Lake. From Taco Tuesdays to Whiskey Wednesdays and classic Fish Fry Fridays, there's something delicious all week long. This fall, the Landing is your ultimate game day hangout. Cheer on your favorite hometown teams, and don't miss their Halloween bash on November 1st with drink specials, a costume contest, and live music to keep the party going. Follow the Landing on Facebook to stay in the loop, then cruise over to County Road G and make your next stop the Landing.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Ashley. And we have a caller on the line. Welcome to Community Comment. You're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to ask if the ICE detention operates at a profit or at a loss. And if it's at a loss, is there a way for community members as taxpayers to discontinue our cooperation in the detention and transportation of ICE detainees?
It is not at a loss. In fact, when we closed down the old building, the old J-Pod, we had a reduction of about 108 beds of our capacity. As a result of that, there was a negative impact on the levy by about $1.2 million. if we were to eliminate the remainder of our immigration detainees, there would be a much more significant impact on the levy. We've studied that extensively through multiple studies, it would be far more expensive for us to eliminate, even by then laying off staff that are there. We never make a profit, to be clear. Whether we have ICE, and it's not just ICE, it's U.S. Marshals as well. Whether we have immigration or we have U.S. Marshal inmates in our jail or not, the jail costs money to the taxpayers. Having this contract in place reduces that cost to our Dodge County taxpayers. And so that is an intergovernmental agreement that I have between the Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshal Service. The immigration is just a rider on that. Marshals is primary on that. And that is not a contract that I am looking to eliminate at any time in the near future. And it's, in fact, it's been something that we've had in place since the early 2000s, has been in place under President Obama, President Biden, President Trump, the first term, has been a very positive thing for Dodge County.
All right. Okay. Caller, anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining Community Comment. If you have a question, you can call us at 920-887-9595. You can text us at that number, too. You can also call the studio line at 885-4446. We're going to pivot a little bit here. You know, you're here in your capacity as sheriff, but you also have another role. You're very active in the Rotary Club, and I know that there's a project that you're really busy with right now that's near and dear to your heart.
It is just about game time here for Beaver Dam Rotary Lights 2025. This is our ninth annual display. If you are not familiar with it, come Black Friday or any time during a point after that until the first weekend in January, you're going to want to get down to Swan Park. We are beginning to put up lights this Saturday, starting at 9:30 a.m. in Swan Park. The public is welcome to come on down and help out. We're going to be putting lights around trees. We're going to be putting things basically not on the ground this week because we want to let the leaves fall a little bit longer before we start putting things on the ground, give the Parks Department a chance to get those leaves picked up. But then next week on the 8th, also my wife's birthday, so I got to celebrate while we're out there. We are going to be starting to put things down on the ground, wire displays up. I've got some cool new displays this year. This has really become a year-long hobby for me. I've built a couple of trailers. One of them, Dave Miller assisted me with. I talked about that. One is a deer trailer. It's a trailer that it has windows on it that look like deer are in it. We'll have some deer around it. It's really to store our golf cart for golf cart rides out there that we're going to advertise soon. We have a hot cocoa trailer that I built this year. That's the one Dave helped me with. It is cool looking. It's got four windows along the side of it. You can see decorations on the inside. Thanks to Hobby Lobby for having some great stuff that I had to keep going back and buying to put in it. It's going to look phenomenal. Every Saturday night that it's open and opening night, we're going to have free hot chocolate for anybody that comes out from 6 to 8. That's going to be phenomenal. And so a lot coming up over the next couple of months, and you're really going to enjoy it. Every year I always say, this one's bigger than the one before, and this one will be. We've got 90 Christmas trees that have been sponsored. We have 21 angels, memorial angels, 18 soldiers, which is up from 10 from last year, or 15 from last year, which is great, and some new displays. My favorite new display is the elf chasing a snowman with a snowblower. It's pretty cool. So we got about 7 new displays out there this year in addition to those other things. But it will be brighter. The space station should get a better look at it this year from space. It's going to look great. And, of course, it's always free to the public. So right now I'm looking for some volunteers, particularly November 1st, November 8th, starting at 9:30 all morning, probably into early afternoon both days. Those are the two big setup days for the community to come out and help set things up. We start at 9:30. try not to park on University Ave if you could. That would be a great help. But looking forward to another fantastic year. Always accepting donations. You can go to bdrotary.org to accept donations. Otherwise, when you go out and stop by the hot chocolate trailer in a month or in about a month, there'll be a QR code on the side, a donation bin out there on the side. You can donate as well. It's going to be another fantastic year, and we're really looking forward to it.
Okay. I think we may have one more caller on the line. Ashley, can you confirm that? I may be misinterpreting the big board. Well, anyway, in any case, maybe we'll wrap it up here, except I will ask that, for those of us who get to enjoy the Rotary Lights, in November and December, really, it takes an effort to make it bigger and better every year, as you say. You're at work at this all year round.
Yeah, and it's not just me. I spend a lot of time because this really is my baby that I love so much. But I have to give a ton of credit to my wife, Cassandra. I shared with the Rotary Club yesterday. She's a secretary at our meetings. She collects the donations for me, helps me keep those organized. She takes care of all the signage for the donors and sponsors, and does so much work out there helping me out, getting things organized. But we have a committee that helps us out as well, that are out there every year. In fact, this Thursday, we're going to set up the gingerbread house, and I've got several people who are coming out to help me with that. Blake Tunn, Derek Heemstra, and Brian Flick. We'll be out there Thursday setting that up already. And so we've got it takes a village to get this done. It is a lot of work. But once we get to turn the lights on and we get to see all the especially the kids, the beaming faces from all the kids, it is just fantastic and fun to watch. And sometimes I'll be out there fixing some lights during the show that may have gone out, and I'll be able to hear some of the conversation. I hear kids, oh my goodness, this is so neat. I'm so glad we have this here. We've had Santa. We'll have Santa again this year on the second Saturday. He presented a puppy to a couple kids one year. Don't expect that every year, but that was pretty neat to see. And we got neighbors that love it. They start lighting up their houses, and it really has become a destination and a free, destination. And we're looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, that's all the time we have for Community Comment. Sheriff Dale Schmidt, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's been an hour well spent.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This week's White Construction.